أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday, among the signs of Dajjal, we spoke about that sign that when there is famine and drought, then he will cause the rains to come down, and that is obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that power to do so, to such an extent that people will have abundance of food, the animals will be satiated and get fat. Amongst the other tokens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him will be this, that he will go to a complete barren land, a land that was so barren that couldn't even give vegetation, and from there he will command that land to spew out his wealth. And the result will be that the wealth, the ground, the earth will begin to spew out his wealth, and all forms of wealth and resources like gold and all that will begin to spew out. And when people see this, they will become convinced that this is Allah, this is a great power, and hence those who are not strong in faith will begin to bring iman in him. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last few ayats discussed various signs by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted upon the people of the cave, in that the preservation had taken place. Very quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept the direct sunlight away from them. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that whoever had come to the cave had thought that they were alive, they were away, they were not fast asleep, and in that was their protection. Thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them from side to side. And fourthly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of the dog, that the dog was outside the cave with his paws stretched out. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fifth miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon them. لَوِدْ طَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you had to get to the cave, and if you had to peep upon the people of the cave, then what will happen? لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. You will turn away from them running. وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. And you will be filled of terror for them. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept them protected, that no one was able to go to very close proximity to them, that something would happen, terror would come into the hearts of the individual, and they will be turned away. Exactly what was this all about? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that when he was out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the region very close to Aqaba, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says he was with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at that time it was famous that there was this cave, and it was the Ashabi Kahf who were in this cave. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided that he is going to go to this cave and see and have a view of this cave and see what is inside. Now we understand that at that time the Ashabi Kahf had got up, the 3 centuries had passed already, and obviously they had subsequently passed away. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes his intention known to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to him that that being that was far, far superior to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed him saying, لَوِدْ طَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you had to peep upon them, then لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا, you will turn away running from them. وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا, and you will be filled with terror. So when that is the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then O Muawiyah, you shouldn't be going there. But obviously Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a very, very great sahabi, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was known as the Ra'isul Mufassirin. He was known as the leader of all the commentators of the Quran. Hazrat Muawiyah was also a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very wise, very knowledgeable. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu interpreted the ayah that this was specific and unique to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or perhaps whilst the Ashabi Kahf was still living, and hence Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent a few people to first investigate. They came back running. And when they came back, they reported to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when we got very close to the cave, a hot wind began to blow very, very fiercely. And when that wind began to blow, it neither allowed us to go forward. And secondly, our hearts were struck with terror, and hence we came back running, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained in this ayah. So in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed these favors upon the Ashabi Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown it miraculously, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all that amount of satisfaction and that ease and that peace in our hearts, that if we have to leave anything, if we have to leave anything, whether it is our environment, any deed, any action, any person, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of protecting our iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly take care of the rest. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.